Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are currently speaking right now with the Associate Minister of Red Tape Reduction for the Province of Alberta. Tania Furr joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Tania, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Kyle.
Well, first question I want to ask you today, of course, you're one of quite a few different cabinet ministers. You've actually had roll through town recently, and I know you were in the region as well doing some different meetings and whatnot. What kinds of things are you sort of hearing from people as you make your way around the province in recent weeks?
Yeah, I had an opportunity to tour up in your area the last week of July with some of my colleagues, and it was fantastic just to get outside of the legislature and meet with Albertans, and wide variety of feedback we were hearing from people in the local areas on feedback that's going to help with our economic recovery, and specifically around red tape, just giving me some great examples and stories of ways that we can hopefully cut red tape to make things just easier for everyday Albertans, save them time and money. And it really, it helps to hear those real life tangible examples and take those back to the various ministries in Edmonton and see how we can work on streamlining some of our processes.
And when we talk about red tape reduction, what are some kinds of things that specifically that you're kind of looking at when it comes to around that sort of topic there?
Yeah, so we're looking at right now, I mean, with this ministry in the first 2 years, a lot of fantastic work was done by my predecessor in cutting unnecessary or duplicative or outdated regulations. But as we head into these next 2 years and as we're heading into our economic recovery, what we're really looking at are some of the high impact items that are going to have the biggest impact for Albertans in terms of creating jobs and saving money and making life easier for Albertans. So whether that has to do with our oil and gas sector or our agriculture and forestry industry or Alberta Environment and Parks, we're looking for some high-impact items there, and the feedback from locals is really important in that.
And certainly when you talk a lot about sort of the economic recovery, I know I was talking with the Premier the other day, that was certainly something he was really big into. In some of the things that you've heard around the province, what's kind of your sort of sense of people's kind of optimism as we work our way out of the pandemic here?
It's so wonderful. First off, to be able to talk to people face-to-face, you know, shake hands and be standing close to people and not have to wear masks. And people are... we're getting a lot of optimism and positive feedback as I'm touring across the province of people that are just so happy that we're moving out of this pandemic, and we're reopening, and we're going to see renewed optimism and renewed positivity as businesses get back to normal and Albertans' everyday lives can get back to normal. Of course, people are still somewhat cautious, and we know we have to continue to be careful and responsible, which Albertans are fantastic at, but people just looking really forward to getting back to some sense of normalcy.
And when it comes to kind of sort of the economy of the province, certainly up here we got a number of different industries, you know, like agriculture, forestry, a little bit of the oil and gas in there as well. So when it comes to sort of growing the province's economy, what kind of a role do you see that kind of our region up here can play into that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a big role that your region can play in, and we have received great feedback from your region. For example, both we have industry panels, red tape reduction industry panels, where we get feedback on how we can cut red tape, and both the forestry and the oil and gas industry panels include representation from the Peace region, including, for example, the Alberta Forest Products Association, the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers. You know, they have members who have operations in the region, including panel members, Canfor, Mercer International, Birchcliff Energy. We get great feedback from them on red tape reduction efforts, and the Peace region plays a big part in that.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw out a personal question or two there as a way of saying, hey, these politicians are kind of people too as well. Now, when it comes to you, Tan, of course, we are in the kind of the middle of summertime here. We only got a few weeks or so left in it. What's kind of sort of the main kind of summertime activity for you out there?
Oh, that's a great question. For me, it's definitely hiking. It's definitely getting out to the mountains in different parts of Alberta and enjoying doing some hiking. But I also enjoy the Minister Summer Tours as well. I mean, I got the chance in that last week of July to go to to visit with the Mackenzie County Council, the High Level Town Council, the Paddle Prairie Métis Settlement Council, and to meet with Peace River municipal leaders and be part of funding for a new school in Peace River and meet with the Lacrete Chamber and have like the biggest steak I've ever had in my life at the Lacrete Golf Course, Kyle. Like it filled the whole plate, and thank goodness I found a young lady that was willing to share it with me, because I grew up in a household where you don't dare waste food, but my heart kind of raced a little bit when they put it on my plate. But it was the best week of my summer, because it's just great to explore Alberta, and we have to remember that we are a massive province, and some of the most beautiful parts of our province are up north. So I was just thankful that everybody up there was so welcoming and happy to have us.
I certainly appreciate you coming up here, and we'll certainly have the invitation open for you to come up here again soon. Anyhow, the Associate Minister of Red Tape Production for the Province of Alberta, Tanya Furr, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Kyle.